This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host today, Liz Matori. Thank you so much for your open hearts, open minds, and all you do for the Republic. I had the honor, blessing, joy of meeting Kevin Jackson at the CPAC conference this last month, and quite frankly, it's an absolute honor. You all have been able to connect with him throughout the years, whether it's through the Tea Party movement or through his radio shows or all his stuff, activities that he's done on Fox News, etc. But, you know, when you meet him in person, honestly, I mean, I know that he didn't get me to, you know, co-host and talk about him, but I just wanted to kind of like let you know how much I appreciate not only this opportunity, but mostly to be able to connect to someone like Kevin. You know, I'll get into more of my backstory and why I am doing this and how I am doing this, but I just wanted to kind of reiterate how rare and how valuable a person like Kevin really is, not only to individuals like you, but to the overall sort of journey that we're all in together. What Kevin has done for me, for example, is to have this opportunity to guest host with him. It's really rare, you know, if anything, especially in these day and age, you know, there's a lot of folks who are out here all about themselves. You know, and as fellow Christians, it's not us, but it's other folks that seem to only be about, you know, making a name for themselves, and that's it. Obviously, it's all about branding, and it's being able to share your message with more people, but this whole concept of being able to lift as you climb, right now, this is literally what Kevin has done for me. And again, like, I'll share my story throughout these next few sessions with you, but at the end of the day, I just wanted to, you know, appreciate, you know, kind of like the horse I rode in on. I just really appreciate the opportunity that Kevin has offered me to join you on this episode of his show. So, as I said, my name is Liz Matori. Some of you might be familiar with my random Facebook Live stuff that I've done. And I also wrote a book called Born Again Republican, available on Amazon. I am a convert to the conservative movement. I am a new Republican. I say a returning Republican, a born-again Republican, because as late as 2014, I was a raging liberal, very active Democrat. You know, I worked for the Democrat Party here in Maryland. I live in Maryland now. I am a D.C. native, born and raised, and I know you can't tell this on the radio. I guess that's the power of radio. But I am a cisgender identifying American of African descent whose mother is a legal immigrant from the Philippines. So, as you know, for all intents and purposes, I am expected to be a Democrat. You know, when I grew up, you know, in the middle of it all, in D.C., going to a place like Sidwell, in a hyper-liberal experience, I never, N-E-V-E-R, ever expected to become a Republican. I never even thought about leaving the Democrat Party. I know you all are so familiar with this journey, right, where, you know, all of a sudden you're like, all this stuff is not right. You know, you, like I have been working a lot in community. You know, you're going through education, you're fundraising, you're working with nonprofits, you know, you're working in the government or outside the government, trying to sort of fix things, right? So, you know, there's a lot of things that had brought me to here, but at the end of the day, what I have seen, what I have experienced, what I now know, I am like literally on a lifelong mission to not only encourage more and more people to leave the Democrat Party, but to at least consider it, especially people like myself, people who have become so frustrated that they know that there's something wrong, and they yearn, they want to learn that there needs to be a new experience, a new solutions, and they feel lost. If anything, I felt that exact same way, and whether it's through this, whether it's through my stuff that I do on social media, through my book, and potentially new books, I'm literally on a mission for more and more people to know what's going on. I mean, if anything, you know, knowing now what I know it's very difficult. I know that what I've been called, what I've been, you know, blamed as being, I know Kevin is, I don't know if you ever get used to being called, you know, an Uncle Tom or whatever, a traitor or what have you. But at the end of the day, with all this stuff, all this knowledge, all this experience, I know for a fact, and you know for a fact, that whatever we have to go through individually, it is so worth it. And so, if anything, I know that you guys have been listening to Kevin Jackson for a long, long time, but in my time with you, I would kind of like to share with you, like, how can we talk to folks who haven't made the switch? If anything, like, we need to share our message more so now than ever before, because we know what the left is capable of, and not only that, we know what we're about to lose. Now, everybody kind of talks about the sense of urgency, and I do believe, you know, that 2018 is a critical year, just like 2016 was. As you know, our President Trump is only one person. And if anything, if we are really literally wanting to drain the swamp and save this republic, we need more and more people to open their eyes and, again, open their hearts and see what is going on. So throughout these next couple of hours, actually, I will share with you my journey, and maybe it'll inspire someone else new to the game, or, you know, the people who are on the fence, so that they can kind of have the courage that it takes in order to break out of the bubble, or to, you know, break out of the pack, because we need more and more sort of brave patriots. We need more because there's a lot at stake. So I'm going to hit you back in the next few, and I look forward to connecting with you and sharing my story and talking about some great stuff. So, till then.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Patriots. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori, filling in for Kevin today. Again, thank you so much for checking in and appreciate your patience, time, and effort, and of course, all you do for our republic. Yeah, so earlier I had introduced myself. I'm Liz Matori. I am, I guess, a new guest host for Kevin. And again, I appreciate and thank Kevin for this opportunity to connect with his audience. You guys are awesome. And at the end of the day, we have a lot of work ahead of us. So through these next couple of hours with you, I definitely want to share my story simply so that we can encourage more people to join us in this cause, if anything, so that we can try to save our republic. It's literally now or never, guys. You know how bad it is out there. And, you know, my frustration throughout my entire journey, especially in the last 4 years, is you know, everything I get to experience and see, the conversations I have, the connections, the people that I get to meet, it really frustrates me. You know, I'm wondering, why don't more people know this? Why aren't more of us, and when I say us, I mean American citizens, why don't we know more about what we now as conservatives are aware of? You know, the things that I was able to learn, you know, you really have to, you got to leave the Democrat Party, to be honest, in order to really get a better sense of what is going on. I live in Montgomery County. Montgomery County is right outside of the District of Columbia. You know, if you think D.C. is bad, Montgomery County, and in many respects Arlington in Virginia, this is where all the lobbyists live. You know, all the lobbyists live down the street from me, not necessarily right next to me, but down the street and around the corner. You know, all the top media folks, they live out in the county. I grew up a year behind Chelsea Clinton. You know, the Obama girls go to my school and went to my school. My classmates were the children of, you know, congressmen and senators and, you know, the media elite. And even back then, quite frankly, whether it was when I was 9 years old or, you know, all the way through high school and in college, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let you know and a little secret. They aren't the smartest. I'm not saying that they're not smart people. Many of them are, but it's really easy to realize how privilege kind of it allows for a lot of leeway. So, you know, you're sitting in class, right? And you're like, man, you know what? If your father or mother weren't who they were, you probably wouldn't get into Seville. You know, I mean, let's face it, you know, if anything, that sort of privilege and or arrogant and or sort of I was born on third base. Mind you, I'm not going to lie, I was born between second and third, so I'm not saying that it is what it is. But it's really interesting to be privy to how people grow up and their point of view and their perspectives. You know, we have such a shared experience, but as a person of color, if you will, in these environments, there's always a sense of you're not seeing the full picture, bro. You know, like you're sitting there and you're like, you know, you're, and sometimes, you know, the reason why I speak highly of my parents and their professionalism is the fact that I know for a fact in my sort of circles, there are very few of us still. You know, I mean, if anything, there should be more of us. And that's another, you know, mission that we are all on, is to make sure that we build out the pie and make sure that more people get to progress and to really excel. But, you know, there's still in some circles few and far between. So you're sitting in class or you're in these work environments now, and, you know, you really realize that the perspective, the point of view that some folks out there have is very narrow. And so when I talk about my parents, I really, you know, I pay, you know, honor to them, because if anything, now that I know how they raised me and how their parents before them raised them, were by conservative principles. Again, I know I'm speaking to the choir. I know that I'm like well in the church right here within the tent, but all this stuff is like relatively new for me. And, you know, when you know that very many people who Filipinos or Filipino Americans, they tend to be, you know, their mate. And so that's why I talk about my mom being an obstetrician gynecologist, because I know you listeners out there interact and interface individual to individual, patriot to patriot. You kind of get to learn and know and understand people on the individual level. You don't sort of label folks, but that's what they do. Like on the left, I am not Liz. I am not the child of my parents. I am the black chick. I am the kind of loudmouth black girl who doesn't know her place, you know. And another awesome thing that I love about being a conservative is that, and again, being a registered Republican, is, you know, this is the first time that my counterparts, the people in the room interact with me as a fellow American. You know, before, you know, it's all about labels. It's all about, you know, what you look like or, you know, what you assume to be labeled as opposed to the value that you have and
and your might, your individual ability. And I think that, you know, that's kind of where we have to start. You know, there is a fundamental difference between how we believe and what we think and how we interact and interface and see each other versus what liberals or the left or the Democrat Party thinks of people. Again, like every single time I talk about this stuff, you know, the people who understand are in it. They're like, yep, Liz, great, awesome, keep on doing what you're doing. We get it. Fight the good fight. But some folks, a lot of folks resist. And some of the folks that do resist are like, oh, you know, Liz, like, why are you all about the labels? Like, it shouldn't matter about party. It shouldn't matter about being conservative or liberal. And I get what people are trying to say. There's like this like no labels movement. Awesome. Great. Good on you. But I am a big proponent of identifying the problem first before you, you know, act like it's not non-existent. Yes, it is a tough pill to swallow. Again, a lot of you have already swallowed said pill and you're totally fine with it. But again, the people who are resisting, and again, we'll talk about the resistance movement later, but people who resist, the reason why they want to act like they don't want to talk about the labels is that I think they don't want to admit that their own party or their own sort of philosophy is actually wrong. You know, I'm not, it sucks to, I don't know if I can say sucks, but whatever, I just said it again. You know, it's unfortunate to know that people aren't willing to be wrong. I'm not absolutely right. I know that a lot of us make a lot of mistakes, but we all know that the Democrat Party has been taken over by leftist Marxists, and what are we going to do about it? You and Kevin and all of us here talk a lot, but again, we need to get more of the rest of us to, you know, break out. We have to take a little break now, but I look forward to connecting with you in the next couple of moments.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks121.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks121.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks121.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Patriots, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Thank you again for checking us out. And again, thank you for your open hearts, open minds, and all you do for our awesome Republic. Yeah, so we were talking before about the concept of labels and how the left uses them and how the right sort of uses, I guess, different ones, and the importance of what definitions are, and let's talk about the power of all these words, you know. As I said, I'm a new convert to the cause. I'm a born-again Republican. I'm a recovering liberal, you know, and I'm on a mission, like many of you are, and I know that Kevin is, to encourage more and more people to empower themselves with truth, because there's so many lies out there, man. Like, you know, you talk about fake news. Like, you can't even start about fake news when you have fake philosophy. Let's think about it. You know, you have what is liberal? You know, what is conservative? You know, what do liberals do? What do conservatives do? I think, if anything, yes, there are people out there that purposefully confuse us. But if we, again, like, have enough knowledge to at least begin to start thinking again for ourselves. I remember when I first left, I was actually an independent for 6 months. A little backstory, I guess. I'm a little political. I have become more political over the years. I ran for a state position in 2014 as a Democrat. Congratulations to me. I placed last, so that means I was the most conservative Democrat out there in my district. And then in 2016, I was considering running for Congress because our senator, Senator Barbara Mikulski, retired. And my congressman at the time, Chris Van Hollen, who is now the senator now, decided to run for her seat. So, as you know, definitely in Maryland and probably in your own state, incumbents like never, never leave. And we could talk about term limits some other time. But, you know, when that happened back in 2015, I actually was working with my best friend. And actually, I might as well go into it now. I said I was a D.C. native. I grew up with Marion Barry's son. So Marion Barry, a lot of you know who Marion is. Actually, his birthday was this week. He passed away in 2014, but he was a notable and or notorious mayor for life of the District of Columbia. Christopher and I were in the same class growing up. We've known each other since we were 2 years old, and he was my first love. When Marion passed away in 2014, Christopher and I
reunited. Actually, we actually had another friend who passed away right before Marion died. And Christopher wanted to run for his father's seat on Ward 8 City Council. We all know there is a big, you know, obstacle because of, you know, his history, and we can talk about that in a moment. But, you know, I was in D.C. For months working with Christopher to work with him to run a campaign to acquire his father's seat on the Ward 8 City Council. That's sort of like when you start seeing how bad things are. So I was driving, you know, from Silver Spring, you know, up in Montgomery, literally only 6 miles away down to the other side of the District of Columbia to Ward 8. Ward 8, unfortunately, still is the poorest region of the district. Yes, there is some diversity of economy there. I would say it's, what, 97% American of African descent. Let's face it, a lot of our communities are still very segregated. That's something that we need to just acknowledge right now. But it also, things like, you know, it's a food desert to this day. You know, there was one supermarket that just opened up in the recent years. Where I live, there are 7 Whole Foods within a four-mile radius. And, you know, you know, when you deal with sort of like politics and policy, you have to go to resources as well. I know I'm kind of going on a tangent, and please thank you for, you know, being patient with me, but, you know, I can't start talking about how I went through my journey without starting there. You know, in that experience with Christopher, I was able to sort of, it was very jarring for me. You know, it was very exhausting. It was very sort of taxing to my spirit, because I was absolutely frustrated and angry. Both of us were, because through that campaign, you know, it was the first time I heard gunshots. You know, like, again, like, I grew up in a way that never had to hear what gunshots sounded like. I mean, yeah, you're on the shooting range is one thing, but I'm talking about the gunshots that sound like firecrackers, and then, you know, somebody actually lights up firecrackers to, you know, confuse police, and then you've got, like, the ghetto bird or, like, you know, the helicopter to fly over to see where the shooting happens. Like, all that stuff, unfortunately, is, like, normal for some folks. Super not normal for me, and it's not normal for most folks. But, again, like, that shouldn't be normal in our society. That shouldn't be a norm for any American citizen, let alone, you know, our youngest, I think when you work in nonprofits, you're like, okay, you know, you're going to save the world, and you're going to, you know, work at schools, and it's going to be great. And at the end of the day, all the children go back home. You know, like, what happens when the kids go back to communities that are food deserts? And, you know, if they have enough to eat, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, how can we make this right? What are we going to do this generation? Now that, you know, Marion's passes away and my father passed away, and there's a lot of responsibility that our next generation has on us, because, you know, despite Marion's sort of personal issues that everybody loves to talk about, he literally was one of the most powerful mayors ever created, let alone black mayors in the United States. You know, during one of his eulogies, they had pointed out that the District of Columbia, you know, when we got home rule, a lot of folks don't know this, but forever, we were governed solely by the federal government, and not until the 70s did we get some sort of semblance of government with the mayor and the city council. And so Marion was one of the, if not the first black mayors in the South that had actual, you know, control of his city. A lot of the development that you see in the District of Columbia, a lot of people want to give other people credit, but, you know, it was Marion that put a lot of that into play. And so, again, going back to it, how I grew up in the District of Columbia, we were surrounded by all sorts of black folks. You know, you had your janitors, you had your teachers, you had your, you know, small business owners, you had contractors, you had construction workers, you had all the government was black. You know, you had the doctors and the nurses. And so at the end of the day, when we grew up, there was no question as to what you could do and what you'd be capable of because you had examples of said, you know, possibility. You know, and, you know, Marion, when he came on the scene, you know, he went to Morehouse. He was, his elder was Martin Luther King. You know, so he came in the city, sort of his claim to fame beginning was, the Pride Inc. Pride Inc. was a program that, he formed with a bunch of folks that I was able to meet throughout, the last couple of years. And their mission was to get folks employed, get them jobs, get them out and up and, you know, through a course of prosperity and opportunity. And, you know, even when we were with, Christopher during his campaign, you know, you connect with all these wonderful people in the city. Kid you not, every single person that said, you know, we remember Marion, number one thing that they remember, the first thing, their first memory was that he got them their first job. And when you hear and you see the faces, especially of older men, you know that changed their lives. Or at the very least, it allowed them in their youth to know that they had possibility to better themselves. And again, we've talked about it before, and this is newsflash to me, someone like me, that's a conservative principle. You know, that's the founding principle that we have here in our country, that regardless of how you were raised, who you were born to, and what your, you know, lot in life tended to be, here in this country, specifically now, as American citizens, if you keep your nose clean, you do what you need to do, learn what you need to learn, and believe in yourself, and yes, in God, you are able to change your life for the better. And that's the formula. That's sort of the, sadly, the missing piece for a lot of the communities that are struggling. You know, when we were working through the campaign, and I'll have to take a break in a moment, but this was the piece that Christopher and I were working on. We didn't know that we had to commit fully to conservatism, but we knew that nothing else that liberals or nothing else that government could do would help. If anything, it was many respects the government that really messed up our community.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I am your guest host, Liz Matori. And in the last segment, I was talking about some dear people to me, the late Marion Barry and, unfortunately, the late Mayor and Christopher Berry. Right, so between 2015 and the summer of 2016, Christopher unfortunately succumbed to his addiction August 14th, 2016. If anything, unfortunately, as I said before, all the different sort of experiences that I've had over the last 4 years, I'm not going to lie, I have a lot more relatedness than I'd like to have with the greater society. As you know, our addiction problem is uncontrollable now. I appreciate the fact that now people are taking the time to appreciate that it's a mental health issue, not just a, you know, you're a bad person issue. And maybe that sort of, I guess, compassion that we now give to people who suffer addictions, I wish that we had that sort of compassion as late as August 2016, because Christopher, unfortunately, his biggest fear, hugest fear, was to be remembered because of his addictions, which, of course, he inherited from his father, which he inherited from his father. And, you know, I really didn't plan on talking about this right now, but I don't really talk about it on a public situation, but I do think that more people need to understand that there is so much context and relatedness to what people are going through, that with Christopher, people always blamed him for his own issues, but always gave Marion sort of the benefit of the doubt. And of course, especially in conservative circles, you know, everybody loved to talk about, oh, the crackhead mayor, crack mayor, whatever. But, you know, I guess that's the reason why I push so hard against the establishment, because, you know that there's one story, one news story, or one case, one criminal case, and in many societies and situations, there's a reason why certain things are focused on and others aren't. Christopher always felt like, you know, everybody's trying to get him. He had a very sort of, it could be a legitimate concern, or it could be a bit of paranoia, it could be both. But think about it, going back to it, there are very few second-generation civil rights leaders. There, unfortunately, even Malcolm X's son was killed, and Marion Barry, you know, and his legacy, unfortunately, Christopher, oddly enough, that's the reason why I'm very pro-life now. Christopher's life, that was when he ended, from what we know of, he didn't have children. One of his girlfriends, you know, did end a pregnancy because it was one of those unplanned situations. But, you know, fast forward, if she hadn't had the abortion, there would have been a next generation. Mind you, of course, you don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it's just really interesting to see that, for me personally, there are too many people who are dying and lives are lost and generations are lost, and really hope has diminished so much in our society that I know for a fact that we need something drastically different. In my opinion, and of course, I'm not speaking for Kevin, but Kevin has spoken very adamantly and passionately about his, you know, his journey and his belief and quite frankly, the truth of the left. Let's be honest. I mean, there is a purposeful, strategic, deliberate degradation of society that has gone on since the 60s. A lot of our elders before did not want welfare. They knew that creating a welfare state, or for us meaning black folk or poor folk or whatever you want to call it, to be dependent on the government would take away our own, not only our own responsibility, but also our integrity. You know, we talk about liberties a lot in the conservative circles, but people forget that with liberty and freedom come responsibility and autonomy. And so, you know, when you're working in the middle of, you know, the harshest ways of living in many respects in our inner cities, you know, you wonder, how did this happen? and why has this been able to go on? And of course, you know, criticism and critique will be like, oh, well, Marion was, you know, was mayor for so long, you know, part of it is his fault. And perhaps it is. I'm not here to, there are a lot of people who think that he did no wrong. I'm not ever going to feel like that because, once again, I actually had to deal with the ramifications of, you know, trying to support a son who felt abandoned by a lot of people. And so that was a lot of our conversation too. But I just really, at the end of the day, all these things that are happening, I want to believe, and I'm sure you want to believe, and I'm sure, absolutely sure, that Kevin wants to believe that we have to find a way out of the mess that we have found ourselves in. And when I say we, I mean everyone, you know, whether it's taxpayers or, you know, teachers or children. I mean, we're all in the same boat together. You know, when I talk about the republic, yeah, we are a constitutional republic. Our country, you know this, again, another big fact that I love to talk about as a newfound conservative is that, you know, why was our country made so, it was crafted in a way. And, you know, when you go up and you learn about your government and civics, you know, it's like it makes sense, you know, A and B and C and D and this happened and that happened and yay, you know, 4th of July. But when did it all of a sudden occur where now all of a sudden I, as an American of African descent or black, you know, skinned or black woman, now all of a sudden have to define myself as the other? You know, I've got a lot of criticism about calling myself American first because, again, when you watch sort of that false philosophy of the left, they want to say, oh, you're African American and you're Black American, but, and there are other, like Irish Americans, this, that, and the other, but specifically, the way that they use the terms African American or Negro or whatever, it's as if it's to make sure that we never, ever, ever really hone into the fact that our might and our opportunity and our birthright is as Americans. And if you really want to go into Pan-Africanism, and if you really go into, you know, the power of black people throughout the globe, or people non-white, or whatever you want to define it as, yeah, black-skinned people in the United States of America are the most powerful in the entire world. Because we are in the most powerful world, sorry, powerful country in the world, we as citizens, we have equal right to the privileges and the rights and the power of the United States of America. Yes, there are black people for everywhere, but again, they are not citizens until they become citizens of said country. And so, you know, there's a lot of you know, criticism and critique and ire and anger around our president and what he said or what he didn't say or what he tweeted or he didn't do and all that stuff. At the end of the day, like, you have to know. I mean, I know you know, as listeners of the Kevin Jackson Show, you know the real and what's not. But why the heck don't everybody else understand it? And again, like, I mean, we're going to have to take another break in the next minute, but the next hour I'd like to sort of break down where we go from where we have been. If we have three generations of generational poverty from the growth of the big government and the welfare state and the degradation of society and breaking down of family and culture and community and you know, self-worth, value, all these different things, what do we do in 2018 in light of a overt resistance movement? What do we do as patriots, as proud Americans, as non-leftists. Let's be honest, it's not just conservatives that we have to worry about. I'm talking, and we are talking about the sanctity and the future of our country. Our country, regardless of what your skin color is, what gender you are, what you gender identify with, what religion you are, what religion you don't practice, all these different things. What power are we missing when we don't identify as Americans first?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.